Good morning.
Good morning.
早安。
Good to see everybody.
很高兴看到大家。
Okay, we're going to continue in our study of Peter's first letter.
我们要继续来看彼得的第一封书信。
You might remember last time we were talking about chapter 4, and it was the idea of being willing to suffer as Christ suffered.
我们记得上一次我们讲到第四章的一开始，讲到说我们要跟耶稣一样一起受苦。
Okay, so Peter is telling us you need to have the same attitude as Jesus. Be willing to suffer for what is right and what is good.
彼得跟我们说，我们要跟耶稣有同样的一个态度，就是为一些好的、正确的，我们要受苦。
Yeah, if you suffer because of your faith in Jesus, you're blessed.
如果我们是因为我们信耶稣基督而受苦，我们是受祝福的。
If you suffer because you did something wrong, that's your problem.
如果我们是因为我们做错了什么事情而受苦，那是我们自己的问题。
Thank you. Okay, so today, now we're going to pick up in verse 7 of chapter 4. Peter says, the end of all things is near, therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray.
所以我们今天在第四章第七节，彼得这么说，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Okay, 祷告。
祷告。
We should pray. Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Okay, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We have come here this morning to hear your word.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你，我们来到这里要聆听你的话语。
The Holy Spirit, open our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes and our hearts.
圣灵，求你来开启我们属灵的心眼、耳朵以及我们的心。
Lord, we want to receive a blessing from reading Peter's letter.
我们要来领受读使徒彼得书信所得到的祝福。
Lord, give us the attitude of Jesus.
主，让我们有跟耶稣一样的态度。
Help us so that we're not afraid, even if we have to suffer for what is good and true and right.
帮助我们不要害怕，就算是我们要为一些好的事情、正确的事情、真理的事情，我们受苦。
Lord, in the world today, we see there's massive confusion about what is true and what is right.
主，我们看到现在这个世上有很多的困惑，对于什么是真的，什么是对的。
Holy Spirit, give us your wisdom so we can know your truth.
圣灵，求你帮助我们，给我们智慧，让我们知道什么是真理。
In Christ's name we pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
amen. Amen. All right, so Peter says, the end of all things is near.
所以彼得说，万物的结局近了。
And he spoke those words 2,000 years ago.
他说这句话的时候是2000多年前。
What do you mean?
他是什么意思呢？
Oh, willing to suffer. Come on. Okay, I like the way Paul says kind of the same thing.
我喜欢使徒保罗所讲的。
The night is nearly over.
黑夜已深。
The day is almost here.
白昼将近。
Remember, it's Peter who said, a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years.
圣经上说，主的日子千年如一日。
The dawn is coming.
这个白昼已经要来了。
The night is going.
这个黑夜将结束。
In the book of James, he says it in a similar way.
在雅各书也是有同样的说法。
Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming.
他说，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
Look how the farmer, he waits for the land to yield its valuable crop.
看哪，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
Patiently waiting for the autumn and the spring rains.
他一直得到了秋雨春雨。
You be like that. You be patient and stand firm. The Lord's coming is near.
你们也当忍耐， 坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
All right, so we're going to be patient.
所以我们必须要有耐心。
The Bible tells us that this is what's coming in the future.
圣经告诉我们就像这张图讲的我们以后的日子将会是这个样子。
Okay, there's a day coming, this age, from the time of Jesus' cross until the rapture, the church age, it will come to an end.
当耶稣被钉十字架一直到信徒被提，这段教会的时代会有一天会终止。
Remember the disciples asked Jesus, when will be the end of the age?
门徒也这样问过耶稣，说你降临和世界的末了有什么样的兆头呢？
So this is the end of the age that Peter's talking about. All things are coming to an end.
这个就是在教会时代的末结束的时候，就是彼得所讲的。
And if you're a believer, you will come out of this world and you will be raptured to be with the Lord.
信徒会被提，在空中与主相见。
Then a very difficult time comes on earth, and it's called the tribulation.
然后在这之后会有大灾难的时期。
It's a short time, but it's very intense persecution.
虽然是蛮短的一段时间，可是是非常严酷的一个大灾难。
God has much more to come, much more. Whole millennial kingdom is coming.
在这之后。还有一段很长远的，神的千禧年国度会来到。
So what Peter is saying is, until that happens, pay attention, be alert, be sober-minded.
所以彼得告诉我们，在那个时间来之前，我们要谨慎，要警醒。
And why is that? Because you don't want to end up in this tribulation time. This is a really difficult time, worse than the Holocaust.
因为我们不希望。在这个大灾难的时候，我们要承受这样的苦难。这个苦难是比这个犹太人被屠杀还要更可怕。
Yeah, that's a time for the unbelieving world to be tested.
这是这些不信的世代将要受到考验的时候。
Okay, so this is not the time for you to be complacent.
这个所以这个时候并不是我们可以沾沾自喜的时候。
Think of this, in the book of Revelation it says, woe to the earth and the sea because, here's why, the devil has come down to you and he's full of fury.
因为在启示录里头有提到，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
So there's a spiritual enemy in the world right now. There's a spiritual warfare that's taking place right here.
所以现在是有一个属灵的征战正在发生。
Satan knows his time is short.
撒旦知道他的时间不多了。
Okay, so now is the time of spiritual warfare.
现在是一个属灵征战的时间。
And if you're alert, Peter says,Now is the time to be praying.
所以使徒彼得就说现在是祷告的时候。
It's a spiritual battle. You're not battling against flesh and blood. You're battling in the spiritual realm.
我们并不是与有血气的征战，我们是乃是与属灵的在征战。
You have loved ones who are not saved. Now is the time. Pray.
如果说我们有亲爱的家人朋友还不信的话，现在是我们要迫切祷告的时候。
So be aware of the time that you're in.
所以我们要知道我们现在所处的时代是什么。
The age that you're living in will come to an end.
我们现在所处的时代会有一个结束。
Okay, in verse 8, Peter says, above all, love each other deeply.
在第八节彼得这样说，最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱。
Because love covers over a multitude of sins.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
So one of my favorite Bible stories, it pictures literally covering sin.
我有一个很喜欢的圣经的故事，它就是很真实的描绘了遮掩罪的一个事情。
And it comes from the story of Noah. Here is For Noah, after the flood.
这是啊，跟这个诺亚有关的故事。我们看到这边诺亚啊，他喝醉了。
That was such a difficult time, and Noah, when the flood ended, he made a vineyard and he got some grapes and he got himself drunk.
就是在啊，这个大洪水之后，这个诺亚他建了个葡萄园，然后他酿酒，然后他喝醉了。
There he is. He's drunk and he's naked.
我们看到他在这边，他喝醉了，然后他赤身裸体。
Now, if you remember the story, Noah has three sons. It's Shem, Japheth, and Ham.
啊，诺亚他有三个儿子：闪、亚佛跟韩。
When Ham sees Noah drunk and naked, he thinks, "Hey, come and see, Dad's drunk and naked."
当韩看到父亲喝醉了。那他就跟他的兄弟讲说：“来看，来看，这个父亲喝醉了。”
But the two other sons, it's Shem and Japheth, they took this garment, it's some kind of a big garment, and they did not want to see their father drunk and naked. It's a terrible thing to see. And they walked in backwards, and they covered him with the cloth.
可是啊，闪跟亚佛他们拿了衣服搭在肩上。他倒退着进去，给他的父亲盖上，因为他们不愿意看到父亲喝醉裸体。
Their faces turned away. They did not want to see their father's nakedness.
所以他们把脸转开，他们不愿意看到父亲的赤身露体。
Now Ham went and he told literally a quarter of the population of the world, "Hey, Dad is drunk and naked."
啊，这个韩呢，他可以跟。那个时候全世界四分之一的人说啊，父亲他喝醉了，他赤身露体。
Of course, at that time, there were only eight people in the whole world.
因为在那个时候在全世界只有八个人。
Okay, but the point is, he didn't try to cover his father's sin, he broadcast it.
重点是他并没有说他要遮掩父亲的罪，他反而去到处去宣传。
Now, Japheth and Shem,they respected their father. They wanted to protect him from being ridiculed.
这个闪跟亚佛呢，他们反而是尊敬的父亲，他的父亲，他不愿意说父亲这个丑事出去让别人去嘲笑。
Now, this is kind of a physical picture of love covering sin.
所以这是一个形象，就是爱遮掩了罪。
This is what you do if you love someone. You try to protect them. You cover their sin.
所以啊，这就是当我们爱一个人的时候，我们会来遮掩他的过犯。
You should know God specifically commands us to honor our parents.
我们知道啊，神教导我们要孝敬我们的父母。
So for you children that are here, never try to embarrass or make your parents look bad.
所以在这边跟做儿女的讲，我们。不要让父母觉得在别人面前看起来很糟糕。
In Corinthians it says love does not dishonor others.
在哥林多前书里头有提到说爱是不会羞辱别人的。
Okay, so the Apostle Peter, he's trying to help us to understand how should we behave towards one another.
所以使徒彼得教导我们要如何彼此的相待。
He says, above all, love each other deeply.
所以他说最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱。
Love is going to cover sin.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Now, just before I move on from this topic of covering nakedness, I want to go a little farther.
在我这个离开我现在所讲就是遮掩这个赤身露体的这个事情之前，我还要再讲一件事。
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 3.
我们回到创世纪第三章。
Adam and Eve.
亚当跟夏娃。
They sinned.
他们犯罪了。
And what did they do?
那他们做了什么事呢？
They start to cover their nakedness.
他们要把他们这个赤身露体的事情，他们要遮掩起来。
And they tried to do it by putting fig leaves over their naked bodies.
所以他们就用一些无花果树的这个树叶来遮掩。
That's symbolic of like man's effort, human effort to cover sin.
这是用这是人 人为的方式，他们要来遮掩罪恶。
Now God had warned Adam and Eve, the penalty for sin is death.
可是神有警告人，就是罪所要付的代价就是死。
Right, there's no death in fig leaves.
在这个无花果树的树叶并没有死。
Sin is more serious than that.
这个犯罪其实是比这个要更严重的。
God says actually life is in the blood.
圣经说这个活物的生命是在血当中。
So blood is what's required to atone for sin.
所以因为血里面有生命，所以能够赎罪。
Okay, the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
圣经说若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
So the blood is it's a picture for the blood to come. Something had to die.
这个流血呢，其实就是说有些生物它需要去死。
And so God covers the nakedness, the sin of Adam and Eve with the skins of animals.
所以神是用这个动物的皮来遮掩亚当夏娃他们所犯的罪。
It's likely that when God killed the animals, Adam and Eve saw it.
当这个上帝杀死这个动物的时候呢，亚当夏娃他们可能都看到。
So this would reveal to them what death is.
这是跟他们揭示出来死亡究竟是什么。
And death is a horrible thing.
死亡是一个非常可怕的事。
I'm not sure you can see the picture is dark, but there's an animal here that's been killed, and these are Adam and Eve, and they're terrified, horrified by what they see.
这张图有一点暗，不过这边有看到一个动物，它被牺牲了，然后亚当夏娃他们看到这个动物牺牲，他们非常的害怕。
So the result of sin is exactly what God said, death.
所以犯罪的结果。就跟神所说的一样，就是死亡。
And now Adam and Eve are covered in the skins of animals.
现在亚当夏娃他们是被这个死去的动物的皮毛所覆盖。
So they're like the animals. They're dying. They're mortal.
这个也显示说他们其实是是会死的，而且是正迈向死亡。
Okay, God didn't kill the animals so you could eat it. It's not food.
神并不是说把这些动物杀了让你可以当食物吃。
The first animal that died on planet Earth was a sacrifice.
这个在这个世界上第一个死的动物呢，其实是用作牺牲的。
As a sacrifice for sin, it's a picture of Jesus Christ.
这个为罪牺牲的这个图像呢，其实就是耶稣基督的一个图像。
The Bible says Jesus is the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world.
因为从圣经上这样说，从创世以来被杀之羔羊就是指耶稣。
Okay, so the shedding of blood to cover human sin, it's a picture of the necessity of sacrifice.
所以用这种用流血来遮掩人类罪恶的这种图画呢，其实就是指出必须要有一个牺牲这样子的一个必要性。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God said the penalty for sin is death.
因为神说罪的工价乃是死。
Paul says the wages of sin is death.
因为保罗这样子说，罪的工价乃是死。
So the ultimate sacrifice, the shed blood of Jesus, it's the final covering for sin.
这就是为什么耶稣他流血，这最终的牺牲会最终掩盖了人的罪恶。
You might notice in the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis, God doesn't cover Adam and Eve with like beautiful silk and fancy clothing.
我们要记得在创世纪的时候，神并没有用精致的丝绸或者是精美的衣服来遮盖人。
But in the very last book of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, God's people, those who are redeemed, will be clothed with beautiful white and pure linen clothing.
可是, 在世界的末了, 神却要用这个光明洁白的细麻衣来, 遮盖人。
So that's a transformation that's coming, still future.
这个是, 这个改变呢, 是会在将来发生的。
So if you're a believer today, you are covered in the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
如果我们是信靠耶稣的，我们现在是被耶稣基督的这个圣洁公义所遮盖的。
Paul says, if you've been baptized, you are in Christ, you're covered in Christ.
圣经说，如果说我们是受洗归入基督，就是披戴基督的。
Now we want to keep in mind, Ham looked. He looked at his father's nakedness.
我们看到这个挪亚的这个故事里头，这个他的儿子韩是看到父亲的赤身露体。
Shem and Japheth would not look.
可是闪跟亚佛他们不看。
Now Jesus says, "Your eye is the lamp of your body."
耶稣说，眼睛就是身上的灯。
If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light.
你的眼睛若明亮，全身就光明。
Listen, if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be filled with darkness.
可是如果你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗了。
Okay, get this. Here's the snake, by the way. You see his shadow. Eve is looking, and it looks good.
大家看这个图，我们可以看到这个蛇隐藏在这个图画后面。这个夏娃呢，她看这个树上的果子。
The Bible says it was pleasing to her eye.
这个圣经上描述说，这果子是悦人眼目的。
It was deadly.
可是它却是导致死亡的。
There are things like that today. You may think, oh, it looks good.
所以我们要小心，也许东西看起来很好。
Careful.
可是要小心。
Now, the next two slides are a little graphic.
接下来的这张 图片呢是蛮
Okay, I'm not showing, it's a little bit bloody. I'm not showing these to you to hurt you.
就是有点残酷，所以可是我并不是要把它放出来来伤害你。
I do want us to understand the terrible consequence of sin.
我是想让大家知道说犯罪的这个可怕的后果。
I won't keep them on the screen for long.
我不会把它放在上面很久。
But here's under the old covenant.
就是在旧约里头。
So the blood of animals, it's a temporary covering for human sin.
这动物的牺牲呢，只是能够暂时的遮盖人的罪。
It had to be repeated every day, day after day, over and over, cover, cover, cover.
他必须每天做，每天重复的牺牲这些动物。
Why is that? Because the blood of an animal cannot take away human sin.
我们要知道，动物的这个血呢，它并不能把人的罪除去。
So God allowed it as a temporary covering.
所以神让这样子的作为呢，是暂时的一个遮盖。
But the blood of Jesus,
可是耶稣基督的血。
And Jesus, he's fully human.
耶稣是完全的人。
And he's fully God.
他也是完全的神。
So his sacrifice is sufficient to take away human sin.
所以他的牺牲呢，是完全能够除去人的罪。
Because he's an eternal being and the human, he can take away all the sin of all the people.
因为他是一个永恒的主，可是他也是完全的人，他可以除去人的罪。
So through his sacrifice, if you believe, it's as if you never sinned.
就是透过他的牺牲，我们只要诚心相信，我们的罪就已经被除去
了。God has thrown your sins into what he calls the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered.
所以上帝把你的罪过 放进了这个遗忘的海洋，他永远不会再纪念。
And I just want you to cry with me for a moment. What an obscene picture.
我们在这边看到真的是一个非常奇特，非常一个残酷的一个图像。
The thief of the Savior, the one who came to rescue you, and we killed him.
就是这个救主，他来到世上是为了拯救人，可是我们却杀了他。
Spike through his feet.
我们看到这个他的腿啊脚上所有钉子钉着他。
God have mercy on us.
真的是神啊，求你怜悯我们。
Okay, those graphic slides are gone.
OK, 我们这个残酷的这个图像先拿走了。
We need to understand the seriousness of sin.
我们必须要知道这个罪它的一个严重的后果。
The horrible consequence is it brings death.
它可怕的后果就是死亡。
Alright, so Peter tells us love is going to cover all your sin.
所以彼得说爱能遮掩我们所有的罪。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.All right, moving on in verse 9.
我们看到第九节。
Okay, Peter says, offer hospitality to one another.
彼得说你们要互相款待。
Without grumbling.
不发怨言。
I think many of us, we desire to do the first part, right? We want to be hospitable to each other.
我们也许都很希望能够做到前面这一部分，就我们能够互相款待，我们非常的好客。
Hospitable, we're going to help each other.
我们会帮助别人。
We're going to be kind to each other.
我们会对别人友善。
Okay, we're going to love each other. We're going to be hospitable.
我们要爱别人，我们是非常好客的。
But can you do it without grumbling?
可是你能够这样子做，然后不发怨言，不发牢骚吗？
Yeah, our fallen nature. We love to complain. We love to blame others. We actually love to grumble.
我们这个堕落的人性呢，其实是蛮喜欢抱怨的，责备别人或者是发牢骚。
And we could put on like a fake mask of, oh, my friend, it's so good to see you.
我们可能会戴上虚假的面具，说哇，朋友，真高兴见到你。
But behind the back of your brother or sister.You say bad things.
可是我们在这些人的背后呢，我们却说他们的坏话。
It's fake.
这是虚假的。
We pretend.
我们假装。
Did you know God hates grumbling?
你知道神他很厌恶发牢骚吗？
When God freed the Israelites from their bondage in Egypt, you know what they did?
当神拯救以色列人从埃及出来之后，
they began to complain and to grumble.
你知道这些以色列人他们做什么吗？他们开始发怨言。
They spoke against God and Moses.
他们抱怨神跟摩西。
Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
说你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来？让我们死在旷野，这里没有食物，没有水。
We detest this miserable manna.
我们心里厌恶这个淡薄的玛纳。
They grumbled and they complained.
他们就这样发牢骚，他们抱怨。
Now here, God had miraculously delivered them from the worst slave master on the planet, Pharaoh.
这个神奇迹般的把他们从当时这个最有权势的法老手中把他们拯救出来。
They were slaves, now they're free.
他们原来是奴隶，现在他们自由了。
And were they grateful?
他们不是应该要很感恩吗？
They grumbled.
可是他们却发牢骚。
It made God angry.
这让神十分生气。
Do you know what God did?
你知道神做了什么吗？
He sent venomous snakes among them.
所以神就让蛇进入他们中间。
They bit the people.
蛇就咬他们。
Many of the Israelites died.
所以以色列人中死了许多。
When that happened, they came to Moses. Oh, Moses, we sinned when we spoke against you and against the Lord.
他当这些事情发生之后，百姓呢，他就到摩西面前说，我们这个得罪了耶和华和你。
That's good. They're repenting here. And they said, pray that the Lord will take away the snakes.
我们看到他们悔改了, 然后他们求, 摩西, 祷告耶和华, 叫这些蛇离开他们,
and Moses prayed for the people.
所以摩西就为百姓祷告。
And the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it on a pole.
这个耶和华神跟摩西说, 你制造一条蛇, 把它挂在杆上。
Anybody who's bitten by a snake can look and live.
凡被咬的, 只要一望这蛇, 他们就得活。
So Moses made this snake, a bronze snake, and he put it on a pole.
所以摩西他便制造了一条铜蛇, 把它挂在杆子上。
I'm not sure you can see it clearly, but here's Moses with his pole, and there's a bronze snake up there.
我们看这张图, 摩西他手上有个杖, 杖上有一个铜蛇在上头。
There are snakes on the ground coming.
在地上有, 有这些蛇在爬。
Someone has been bitten.
有些人已经被咬了。
But if you will look, you will be healed.
可是他们只要看, 摩西手中, 这个帐上的这个蛇, 他们就可以活了。
Now, do you guys know John 3:16?
大家知道约翰福音3:16节吗?
You memorize that verse, right?
大家都记得这个, 这节经文。
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, do you know?
就是神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
okay, the 记得吧? Two verses right before John 3:16 are very interesting.
可是, 在这约翰福音3:16, 节之前的两节经文呢, 是十分有趣的。
So John 14 and 15 say this.
就是在约翰福音3:14跟15节是这样说。
Jesus says,
耶稣说,
just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness,
就像摩西在旷野怎样举蛇,
so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
人子也必照样被举起来。
That everyone who believes may have eternal life in him.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
It's amazing. It's amazing. Jesus compares his death on the cross to the snake that Moses had on the pole.
这是非常的奇妙, 因为耶稣把他自己被钉死在十字架, 这个形象, 跟摩西手中的这个杆子上面的蛇, 把它做一个对比。
So here's the picture. If you're physically bit by a snake, it's going to kill your physical body.
我们, 知道说我们肉体, 被蛇咬了, 我们会有肉体的死亡。
And in the Old Testament, God provided a cure.
在旧约里头, 神提供了一个, 治疗的方案。
You needed to look at that bronze serpent that Moses put on the pole.
就是你必须要仰望这个, 摩西杖上的这个铜蛇。
You needed to look at it.
你必须要看着。
Notice we're still talking about looking at things with your eyes.
我们还是就是在讲我们的眼睛要注视什么。
And if they believed, if they had faith, God would heal them physically.
他们如果相信, 他们注视这个铜蛇, 他们就, 知道神能够医治他们。
So when Jesus takes the sin of the world upon himself on the cross,
当耶稣把世人的罪都, 肩负在他身上的时候,
in that final moment of his life,
在他, 生命的最后的一个时间,
the Father is going to turn his face away. He can't even look at his son.
这个天父他把他的, 这个眼转离耶稣, 因为他不愿意看到他的爱子。
Jesus cries out in Aramaic in a loud voice.
耶稣, 用亚兰文大声地喊着说,
He says, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
It's in that moment that Jesus on the cross, he becomes the embodiment of everything evil.
在这个时候呢, 耶稣在十字架上, 他其实成了一个罪的一个象征。
Because all of the sins of all of the people are put on Jesus on the cross.
因为所有的罪都让耶稣十字架上的耶稣肩负了。
And in that amazing and wonderful and terrible moment, the Father looks away and literally Father and Son are broken.
这个在这个非常残酷的时间，这个天父的眼神转移开来了。
So God is broken so that we can be healed.
这个神他破碎了自己，所以我们能够得医治。
So now it's for us. We need to look on the cross in faith.
所以我们必须要用信心来看着这个十字架。
And the spiritual poison that is in you, the spiritual poison that came through the serpent.
这个我们身上这个属灵的毒素，就是从这个蛇这边来的罪。
That poison of sin will be healed.
这个罪的这个毒素呢，能够得到医治。
Okay, but we must look in faith to receive it.
我们必须要用信心来接受。
Much like it was for the ancient people of God, we have to look and don't grumble.
就像这个古代的这个以色列人，我们必须要看这个铜蛇，我们不要发牢骚。
Okay, be grateful. God has rescued you from bondage.
我们要心怀感恩，因为神已经帮我们从罪中拯救出来。
So Peter tells us, love each other, love each other.
所以彼得说，你们要彼此相爱，彼此相爱。
Be hospitable to each other.
你们要互相的款待。
Don't be grumbling and complaining along the way.
不要发怨言，不要抱怨。
Does that make sense?
这合理吗？
You okay? All right. By the way, if you see an ambulance these days, look and see if it has that symbol on the ambulance.
你如果看这个救护车的话，你可以看到这样子的一个图一个标志。
That ancient story from the Bible is still the symbol for healing today, the snake on the pole.
这圣经里头这个古老的象征，到目前还是一个医治的一个象征。
And just by the way, there's another one that is a Greek version of it, which is not right, with two snakes and the snake has wings, but that's a different story.
让大家知道一下，就是另外有一个图像是希腊的，它是有两条蛇，那个蛇上还有翅膀，这个是另外一个标志。
Okay, finally we are at our memory verse for today, verse 10.
我们现在来到我们这周的背诵经文第十节。
I think you'll like this. This is Peter says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others.
彼得说，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
That's the title of the sermon today, serve others.
这是我们今天讲到的一个标题，就是我们要服侍众人。
So notice Peter says,You have received a gift.
所以彼得跟我们说，你其实是有神那边来的恩赐了。
Do you realize that you've received a gift?
你知道你又从神那里领受恩赐吗？
It's a spiritual gift.
这是一个属灵的恩赐。
Its primary purpose is for you to use it for the benefit of your brothers and sisters.
它主要的目的就是要来帮助来造福我们的弟兄姊妹。
Right here in the church.
在教会里头。
Yeah, because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Until he returns. Jesus said, he is the head of the body, which is the church.
在圣经说，耶稣是教会全体的头。
So here's a picture of that.
这是一个形象。
So God has designed the church, He's orchestrated the church, so when you use your spiritual gift, you're going to feel joy.
所以上帝他已经设计并且精心策划了整个教会。
And the church is going to be strengthened.
所以当我们使用恩赐的时候，我们会快乐，我们这个教会也会更加的强壮。
Okay, so he's much like the conductor in the orchestra.
所以耶稣就好像这个交响乐团当中的指挥。
Any of you in the orchestra? You play musical instruments? Cool. Maybe we can get you up here.
也许有一天我们请这个有参加过乐团的可以上来。
But whatever your gift is, if it's teaching or whatever it is, if it's hospitality, if it's giving, the conductor, Jesus, he's saying, okay, woodwinds, play your instrument, play your gift.
也许我们有不同的恩赐，有些人有教导恩赐，有些人是有
percussion.
Yeah.
Let me hear you.
因为耶稣可能会说，哎，木管乐器吹奏起来啊，这个
instruments.
弦乐器啊，打击乐器。
Play your instrument. I gave you a gift.
神会说，我给你了恩赐，把你的乐器啊，把它吹响。
Okay. Don't neglect your gift. God gave it to you for the benefit of the church.
不要遗忘了神所给你的恩赐。
Okay. So if we all follow, if we listen to the conductor, guess what? It sounds good. There's harmony.
所以当我们听这个指挥，然后大家一起奏乐的时候，这个音乐是非常的和谐。
Oh, you guys sound good. I like it. Beautiful music for God.
这声音，这音乐是非常美妙。
All right, I'm going to teach you a secret formula so that you have a joyful life.
我让跟大家讲一个秘方，所以你可以有一个这个喜悦的一个生活。
If you follow this secret formula, you will have a joyful life.
你如果遵着这个秘方来做的话，你会有一个喜乐的生活。
Three simple steps.
三个简单的步骤。
I think you already know them. J for Jesus.
Joy. 这个 J 呢是代表耶稣。
Always put Jesus first. He's the first priority in your life. Jesus.
我们总是要把耶稣放在第一位，因为他是头。
Now your brothers and sisters, other people, help other people, bless other people.
所以接下来这个 O 是众人就是弟兄姊妹。
And then take care of yourself, but you're not first, you're last.
然后最后这个Y 呢就是你 you。我们是我们自己不是放在最前头，我们是在最后。
Remember, Jesus says the last shall be first. Okay, so when you put yourself last, He's going to raise you up.
耶稣说在后的要在前。当我们把自己放在最后的时候，其实我们知道耶稣会把我们放在前。
Okay, so even if we're suffering, we want to keep in our mind and in our heart, we're serving the King of Kings.
所以当我们就算是我们在受苦的时候，我们要切切的记得神是帮助我们。
Okay, he is worthy of you giving all of your life. He will bless you.
他是配得我们所有的一切，他要来祝福我们。
People may hurt you. They will let you down. They're people. They're imperfect.
别人呢可能会让你感到失望，因为他们是人。
But we're not merely serving people, we are serving the King, the creator of the universe.
可是我们并不是说就只是服侍人，我们其实在服侍一个王，这个一个造物的主宰。
So you keep your eyes on the conductor, keep your eyes on the Lord.
所以我们要把我们的目光注目在这个指挥，就是在耶稣基督身上。
He is the head of this church.
他是这教会的元首。
Remember how much he was willing to suffer so that you could have life.
要记得他是这样甘心的受苦，所以我们可以有生命。
All right, so here are three simple steps that you can do to strengthen the church.
所以我们今天学到三件简单的步骤，如何来建立强化教会。
It's simple.
是简单的。
Okay, you're going to love God and love people.
第一个就是要爱神，而且要爱人。
Jesus says, "On these, all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments: love God and love people."
耶稣说，所有先知所传的这些律法，就是归结到爱神跟爱人这两条上。
Okay, Peter says you need to be alert, sober-minded, so that you can pray.
彼得也跟我们讲要我们要警醒，要祷告。
Okay, remember the age that you're living in. You're not in heaven yet. You're in the church age. It's a battle.
我们要知道我们现在所处的这个时代，我们还没有在天堂，我们在这个世上是有征战的。
Wake up!
醒过来。
Pay attention.
要 注意各样的事情。
Okay, God is needing you to use your gift.
神要求我们要使用我们的恩赐。
You can make a difference.
我们可以让这个事情不一样。
And be hospitable. Help each other, love each other, and don't grumble against the other guy.
我们要有这个好客的心，我们要彼此款待，但是不发怨言。
Okay, I don't want you to forget it, so I'm going to make it even more simple.
所以我让他让这个更简单一点。
When you go to the Bible study, you can remember these three things.
所以我们当我们在研读圣经的时候，我们会更记得更清楚。
Three things for you to do to strengthen the church.
三件事情可以来强化建立教会。
Love each other.
彼此相爱。
Can you do that?
你可以这样做吗
？Okay, we can.
是的，我们可以。
Pray for each other.
我们要为别人祷告。
Okay, can you do that?
你可以这样做吗
？We can.
是的，我们可以。
And do you? Do you pray? Do you think of people in the church and pray for them during the week?
你你是不是你想到就是在每天你想到教会的弟兄姊妹为他们祷告
？Okay, do that and be hospitable to each other.
而且我们要好客。
You put just those three simple things to practice.
我们把这三件事情，我们常常的来操练。
Guess what? The church, God will grow the church.
神他会让这个教会不断的成长。
And you will feel joy.
你就会感到喜乐。
All right. So whatever you're doing, if you're serving in any way that you're serving,
不管你是用什么方式在服事。
If you're in the public or if you're in private,
不论你是公开的或者是你在私底下
whatever you do, we're going to put Jesus and the glory of, we want to exalt Jesus. That's our aim. That's our goal.
我们做这些事情是我们要高举神的荣耀
So whatever you do, do it for the glory of God and for other people.
我们做这些事情是要荣耀神并且帮助
So there's a reason why God puts you in this church.
神把你放在这个教会有他的一个目的。
And he didn't put you here so that you can look good.
他并不是说把你放在这里让你看起来很好。
It's not about you.
这不是你不是一个重点。
It's so you can exalt Jesus and you can bless your brothers and sisters.
这个重点是我们要荣耀神，我们要荣神益人。
That will glorify God.
我们要荣耀神。
Okay, so Peter said the end is near.
所以彼得说这个时候已经到了。
Remember that the end is near.
这个末世已经到了。
And Peter says, guess what? Your faith is more precious than gold.
可是彼得说，你的信是比这个黄金还要更加宝贵。
This means as Christians, you see, we want to be thinking about spiritual things.
所以说，我们基督徒要思念这个属灵的事。
Everything that is physical is temporary.
这些物质的事情都是暂时的。
Peter says this earth is going to melt and dissolve away.
彼得说这些物质的都要被烈火消融。
Jesus said the heaven and the earth, they're going to pass away.
耶稣也说天地都要废去。
All your material possessions, they're all going to pass away.
你拥有了这些物质的东西它都要过去。
Your physical body is going to pass away.
我们的肉体也将过去。
But there's something else to you more than physical.
可是有一个比这个物质的东西更重要。
Your soul.
我们的灵魂。
Okay, your soul is eternal.
你的灵魂是永恒的。
So what we're going to do is we're going to commit our soul to Christ.
所以我们要将我们的灵魂交付耶稣基督。
We're going to love and we're going to pray and we're going to be hospitable.
我们要爱，我们要祷告，我们要好客。
Because...When you're serving your brothers and sisters,
因为当我们服侍弟兄姊妹的时候
who are you really serving?
我们其实是在服侍谁呢
You're serving Christ.
我们是在服侍基督。
Jesus is faithful. He will keep all his promises to you.
耶稣他是信实的，他一定会保守，会持守他的承诺。
I'll close with a prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. Your Holy Spirit is alive and you're guiding us.
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，因为圣灵他是活着的，而且他正带领着我们。
We thank you. We thank you, Lord. You have given us spiritual gifts so that we can have joy to serve in your church.
我们谢谢你，因为你赐给我们属灵的恩赐，所以我们服侍众人的时候，我们生命中有喜乐。
Lord, if we look at the stars, you've put this sense of eternity, it's in our hearts.
当我们仰望星空的时候，我们知道你将永恒放在我们心里。
Help us, Lord, to know the truth. The end of the age is near.
让我们知道让我们知道这个末万物的结局已经近了。
Help us to be alert. Help us to be sober-minded so that we pray.
让我们能够警醒，要谨慎自守。
And help us, Lord, to love our brothers and sisters.
而且我们要爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
Because we ask in Christ's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.